Well, another interesting story to be watching this week is the Edward Snowden on the run. Somebody working for the NSA and spills the beans, I guess, about surveillance activities going on in the government and then hits the road and ends up in Hong Kong. Obviously, this is against the law in the United States, and we're trying to track him down. So he ends up in Hong Kong, next to Moscow. Question is where he's going to go next. Asylum is a possibility in Ecuador. There are questions of extradition, questions of international relations. Here, Rebecca, good heavens, what a mess this guy's created. But on the one hand, we want to know these things. On the other hand, you know, he's created this significant international incident.
Well, and think of the countries that he's gone to: Hong Kong, which obviously is attached to China. They have some autonomy. And then to Russia, where we end up kind of having this weird Cold War type scenario where we're talking about espionage with our old adversary. And we have noticed kind of a toning down of words between Putin and the Obama administration in regards to extradition. And then we look at Ecuador, who we do have an extradition treaty with, though there is some leeway there. And they are talking about potentially giving him asylum. We know, of course, that they did provide asylum to Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. He is holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. And he himself has also offered to assist Snowden. And this has kind of turned into an interesting political game of cat and mouse, or of politics, obviously, with President Correa of Ecuador claiming that they will make the right decision. They will use their own sovereignty. And we have members of Congress now threatening to block some special provisions and economic ties with Ecuador, which is only continuing to create animosity between the two. So we will see what happens here, but it is a lot of intrigue and kind of an old Cold War novel, if you will.
What I find most perplexing and interesting about this story is how torn Americans are. On the one hand, they're terrified of this new security state, of having a homeland security that's one of our biggest agencies. It is scary. We're in a new world where nothing is private. At the same time, people are frightened in this new world, and they want this surveillance. And the animosity against Snowden has surprised me. He's not a hero at all. It reminds you of Manning with the WikiLeaks and who's been sort of crushed like a bug and kept in solitary confinement.
That's the U.S. military officer that's
– Yes, and there's a difference between military and civilians.
Shared some secrets there, yeah.
But clearly the United States is becoming much more – it's a different United States when it comes to prisoners and how they're being treated. And they don't know which way is the right way to go forward on this, whether to crush them like a bug as an enemy who's run to China and Russia, or whether – in fact, we should know about these secrets and this surveillance.
Well, and because we're torn, perhaps this is why he chooses to run. And I guess the outcome on for him personally and for relations among these nations is going to be very interesting.
Well, perhaps focusing on his run means that we're not focusing on the bigger issue of our own personal security and what we're willing to allow the government to do here.
Well, that is a subject for another day. Joshua, Rebecca, thank you both so much for being back here on Worldviews.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.